One of the studies in the United States that's looking at combinations is the BEST trial from the cooperative groups, an important study. BEST trial is, I think it's an ECOG trial, ECOG trial, and Keith Flaherty is the PI for that study, and there are four arms to that study. And one arm is an important arm, and that is another monotherapy arm with bevacizumab. So we'll have more data on bevacizumab alone, and bevacizumab then is being combined with either temsirolimus or sorafenib, and then sorafenib and temsirolimus. The study is a nice one because it's a large study. It's a randomized phase two, and it's hoped that the result will give us which of the four regimens, whether monotherapy or the combinations, are the better of the group. What it doesn't include, however, is what many people consider to be the best drug for the treatment of kidney cancer, and that is sunitinib. And so it's a little bit flawed from that perspective that we won't have a comparator to sunitinib at this point in time. So I think that's an issue. In Europe, my colleague Bernard Escudier has just started a randomized phase two study in which bevacizumab interferon, sunitinib, and then a third combination of temsirolimus and bevacizumab are being studied. And again, it's a phase two study, two combinations versus single therapy with sunitinib. An interesting trial. And all of these are sort of designed to say, can we demonstrate that, for example, a combination is going to be better than monotherapy? And in the European trial, monotherapy is sunitinib. In the United States trial, it's bevacizumab. All phase two studies.
And I guess it's monotherapy, but also theoretically afterwards they can receive the drugs as a single agent.
Sure, absolutely, they can.
Any predictions about what we're going to see?
I predict that for the United States trial, that monotherapy with bevacizumab will probably be equivalent of many of these. Because, I mean, the PFSs are going to be in the range of 9 to 12 months. And so it may well be difficult to dissect out which is the best. Now, it may be easy to dissect out which is the easiest to take because the side effects will be the least with bevacizumab. In the European trial, I'm not sure. I would consider the data with sunitinib still superior to Bev plus interferon. So I'm thinking that that would be the superior trial. But I think the experience with bevacizumab and temsirolimus is still limited. So we don't know. I mean, I think we have to keep an open mind here, okay? And my prediction is that I'm not sure that combinations are going to be the way to treat patients. It may well be that sequential use of individual agents may be the same ultimately for patients as using a combination with additive side effects.
I mean, I guess the whole, I would think the point here would be look not necessarily for a home run, but for something, some kind of synergy that, you know, maybe would give a big bump out there.
What they're looking for are two things. Number one is there a bump to the complete response rate? Okay. If we see the complete response rate go from 2% to 10%, that's important because that means that we have a chance here for long-term disease control with the drugs. The second is, what is the duration of disease control? Is it going to be longer with the combination as compared to monotherapy? Now, if we have monotherapy like sunitinib that has a progression-free survival median of about 10 to 12 months, it's going to be difficult to get to the 14 to 16 months that we would need to show that. And you may buy a lot of toxicity for that. So it's going to be an interesting evaluation of the data.
So I guess you're not expecting a bigger hit in terms of getting up over 20 months or something like that.
I'm not expecting a bigger hit at this point in time. I mean, I just have not seen that kind of information. I thought that we had a chance with these two drugs, Bev and sunitinib, but the toxicity profile just precluded their use at full doses.